And now let's hear from one of his colleagues. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, the number two Democrat in the Senate. Like Senator Flake, he was a member of the bipartisan Gang of Eight that co-sponsored the now stalled Senate immigration bill. Senator Durbin, welcome.
Good to be with you.
And you've been a close ally of President Obama, but your reaction to the executive actions?
I support the president. He's doing the right thing. We have a broken immigration system. We've come up with a solution that the Senate passed on a bipartisan basis with 68 votes, and for 512 days, the Speaker of the House has refused to call it, either in committee or on the floor. The problem is still there. The president is addressing this problem. He's taken an important first step, and I think he's moving in the right direction.
Well, okay, we've heard two thoughts today, one from your colleague, Senator Flake, that the Democrats had their opportunity in 2008-2010 when the president had a Democratic Congress, and nothing was done.
The nothing that my colleague referred to was a passage of the Affordable Care Act, the passage of Wall Street reform. We took on two major issues and dealt with them. In this situation, and I respect Jeff very much, he and I worked together to put together the bill, the reality is that the Republican leadership in the House refused to call this bill or any bill on immigration. And now they're complaining that the president's using his executive authority. The president's made it clear there's one way to take over this issue and solve it, and that is pass the bill.
Well, and I believe Senator Flake was talking about immigration, you know, that nothing was done on immigration. You make the point that the attention was on health care reform. And Speaker John Boehner addressed that this morning. He said that health care reform is part of the problem, that the president made 38 unilateral changes to health care reform and created an environment in which members would not trust him.
I can't tell you what it will take for this president to win the trust of John Boehner. That's personal and political. But here's what the American people are looking for. They're looking for us to solve problems. At least 11 million undocumented people who are living in the shadows and at the periphery. What the president has proposed is to step forward and say to a large number of them, here's your chance. Step forward. Register with the government. Submit yourself to a criminal background check. Pay your taxes, your fair share of taxes, and if you'll do it, we'll give you a temporary work permit.
Well, in fact, I think you're on record as saying that maybe the president should have gone further.
Oh, I really wish he could, and I urged him to, for example, to make sure that the parents of the Dreamers, those who were protected by the deferred action for childhood arrivals, that those parents would get protection. It turns out there is a limitation to executive authority, and the president's being very careful that he doesn't go too far.
Well, and also I believe you wanted more protection for undocumented farm workers?
Yes. When you look at the spectrum of challenges when it comes to immigration, it includes a lot of people who come and labor, backbreaking labor, in the fields producing the crops for America. And they need a chance.
Look, you say you want more comprehensive immigration overhaul, things that only Congress can do. Do you think that, as John Boehner says, that's going to be impossible now?
Well, it's only if John Boehner is just going to fold his arms and say, that's it, I'm embarrassed, I'm insulted, and I won't do anything. And I hope John Boehner will get over it and accept his responsibility to lead.
What about what the American people think? A Wall Street Journal NBC poll found just 38% of Americans support the executive actions, even as they broadly support aspects of his executive actions.
Well, that's the key to it. If this is becoming a personal issue again with John Boehner and the president, that's a sad outcome. If it becomes an issue on the merits, the majority of the American people want to see us solve this problem.
Well, as we let you go, even some of your fellow Democrats, Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, say that the president should have waited. Do you worry that there might not just be comprehensive overhaul, but there might be a cutoff of funding? There might be a shutdown of the government. Congress might block the president's nominees. In other words, you know, initiate impeachment. These are some of the things that have been mentioned.
Well, I know there are some extreme alternatives. We saw Senator Cruz shut down the federal government over the Affordable Care Act. At the end of the day, the American people thought that was a terrible decision. It ended up harming a lot of innocent people. It hurt our economy and cost us as taxpayers. I just hope that there's a more constructive view of this from the Republican side. Let them step up and, at the congressional level, accept their responsibility to come up with an alternative, to lead, to pass a bill.
the Democratic senator from Illinois, Dick Durbin. Senator, thank you.
Good to be with you.